Thank you so much for joining us on this special evening. Tonight, we have a special podcast episode with Edith. Edith is an entrepreneur, an organizer, and a powerful woman out of the Bay Area that is doing great things. And today, we're going to have a small discussion, or a better said, a private discussion, or better said, an inspirational discussion about the work that she is doing and her mindset during these changing times that everyone's experiencing. So, Edith, just to quickly check in, how are you doing? How's everything with you over the last few days?
It's very interesting. Lots of ups and downs, but I mean, everything's for a good reason, so I'm grateful.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful.
Absolutely. Yes, there's definitely many things to be grateful for, and I appreciate you sharing your vulnerability and just, being real with everyone about the ups and downs, because that is something that everyone can relate to at this uncertain moment, right? There seems like there's so many moments of uncertainty with everyone in their own personal lives, their families, their relationships, their business, whatever it may be. But you definitely hit it on the head when you said the ups and downs. But thank you for being so honest and vulnerable about that. And continuing the conversation, we're definitely going to get into your history, who you are, what you stand for, right? But just recently, you were celebrating a 1 year anniversary on a what you can call a monumental event that you hosted in Richmond at the Bridge Art Center, I believe it's called. Could you speak a little bit about that event and and how'd you even organize it and what it was?
So it's, I think it's gonna be a year in January, which is like in a few weeks, but it is like almost gonna be a year. But yeah, pretty much it was just like me. I was taking pictures of people, and this I told this guy that I was taking pictures of, that I was taking classes in for design. And he was like, "Oh, you should hit up this guy, Philip from Richmond, this for the owner of R&R Coffee, basically."
Okay.
And I was like, "Oh, like I'm going to class. Like I heard you doing a fashion show. I wanted to like help out whatever way I can help out." And then he was like, "Oh, let's do an interview." And after that, he was just like, "Oh, you're just gonna direct this thing." I was like, "Oh, okay. Like, I don't know how to do that, but fine, I'll do it." And he was, "Oh, I'll mentor you through it." And basically, it was an all-included fashion show, and like he let me like kind of have my ideas of what to do, but it was about everybody and bringing everybody together, and it was mainly about Richmond, but I tried my best to involve, since it was all included, like to involve people from all over the Bay Area. And yeah, so that happened.
Absolutely. It's so great to hear your perspective looking back. And what I was able to take from just seeing everything resurface, right? Because it happened almost a year ago, you said in January, and you organized this event where it seemed like you obviously were unexpectedly you took like a management role or director role. And you organized something that will forever be recorded in history, not only in the city of Richmond, but as I was able to see it, as as everyone else is just on social media, but on every internet platform, which was so many brands were able to capture so much great content during that fashion show. And just to hear, obviously you made it seem like it was a small effort or a small feat, but to organize anything and have a unison or have a group of people working in harmony for a great cause, like what you said, a fashion show. And just seeing the brands now today, sharing their own personal videos because, everyone had their own lens, their own perspective, their own photographers. How were you able to get all these influencers, all these brands, all these entrepreneurs in the one same room. What was that conversation like?
Well, there was a lot of conversations. Basically, like, I just reached out to who I thought had the same vision, or like whoever like I felt like fit with the vision, I guess. And like, whether they were big or small, it was more like a state of mind. And I just was like, hey, this is what I'm doing. And I would like try to like give either meet with them or talk to them over the phone. And then they would decide whether they wanted to be a part of it or not. And then those who did will show up to the meetings. And like every meeting was like, had a purpose. And like it mainly was for everybody to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, like there was, of course, like a lot of like, are we doing this or not? Or, you know, like misunderstandings and things like that. But I feel like within the community, which is the artists that collaborated, there was like not much drama at all, if any. 'Cause they were all like vibing and just like open to the experience, and they all seemed to have a good time.
Absolutely. And I'm sure a great part of that was just, you know, your demeanor, your mood, and like you said, your mind state. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I want to go into, right? Because mind state is very big, especially today more than ever, right? What is your mind state, you know, in dealing with anything? And that's something to always keep in perspective when, you know, speaking to anyone, because, you know, we see people exteriors, or we see people's, you know, outside surface level, you know, appearance, but we don't know what anyone's going through inside. So my question to you is, how did you get to that mind state where you have decided to put or highlight, let's say, better said, other people's works and not be caught up in what so many other people get caught up in, ego and, you know, everything's about me, all eyes on me. Instead, you've been able to, you know, do such a great job, and we're going to get into everything else you're doing. But, you know, how were you able to create that mind state? And is that your mind state? Or what is your current mind state, you know, in working with entrepreneurs and stuff like that?
Well, I feel like I always struggle with my ego the same as everybody, you know, because like, even you now, it's like, oh, like you're giving me a compliment. It's like, oh, it feels nice. But at the same time, it's like, okay, like really why it's there. But it's like also like, okay, I was like in a really sad space, I guess you could say. I was like heartbroken over a guy. And like, I was like, oh, I want to die. Like, you know, when you feel a lot. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then something just happened, and I remember going to the beach, and I was just staring at the sky, and I was just like, well, if I'm willing to die already for something that I didn't know that is dumb, because like over a guy, really, like I'm really young, like why am I tripping? And then I was like, why not do something with my life for somebody, you know? And I was like, eventually the idea came to me like, oh, like take pictures of people that you think are cool. And then eventually it was like all these cool people were like, oh, I were the ones that I hit up, because most people that dress a certain way have a certain life, and a lot of them have like, I don't know, you can tell when somebody, the way they dress, the kind of like mindset they have. And like most of those people are like, oh, I'm going to school for this, but I also do that. And like, it was like artistic with like scientific, or like they're like lawyers, or you know what I mean? Like random, like financial advisors, or, you know, like you never know what they are, like trainers, a whole lot of people like, oh, I have my brand, but I also, you know, like other things, like I manage this company, or, you know, like all kinds of people.
Yeah. And that's getting into what you started, which is called Stees in the Bay.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how I got to that mindset, because I just went off that wave, I guess, and then that's just how I landed there.
Right. And for those who are, you know, obviously tuning in or it's not live right now, but I'm saying for those who are obviously listening and, you know, can you just give them a clear understanding as to what Stees in the Bay is?
Stees from the Bay is basically, since I like styling or style or clothes or just, you know, being expressive with what you wear. Stees is that word, and it also comes from Capital Stees, which is a rapper who also believed in chakras and all that, but I'm not gonna get into that. But I was like, I wanted to bring that vibe to the Bay Area and like highlight all those Steesy people that I see every day. They're kind of cool.
Absolutely. And I just want to quickly mention that I was able to do I was featured on one of these shoots with Edith. And what was so cool and encouraging about working with Edith was that she was so open-minded in the fact that, you know, when you're doing a photo shoot, and especially if you're not a model, I don't consider myself a model, right? It's always, you know, like I have to pose, but you know, like you have to get comfortable in a sense to express yourself or be open to a camera or shoots. And working with you was something that definitely you know, opened my eyes to how it's all about the photographer, but it's all about, you know, getting in that right mind state, right? Mm-hmm. to deliver almost, or to be expressive, or to be creative, or to be an artist, right? And you know, I saw that with you and working with you. And I remember I brought a jacket that's so funny that I bought, and as soon as I bought it and other people saw it, they're like, yo, that jacket is kind of whack. Like that jacket's kind of ugly. But when you saw that jacket, you were like, yo, throw that on. And I was like, who is this? You know, like who's thinking like this? And it was just a great reminder, right? That, ultimately, as creatives, as artists, as entrepreneurs, we're always looking for community. We're always looking almost for acceptance, per se. But at the end of the day, we really don't need it, right? It's really our self-validation which matters.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think, you know, just reflecting again upon, you know, just you and Stees for the Bay, I want to say thank you for, you know, highlighting so many different people's stories. Because if you go to visit on Instagram, which is, what is the page on Instagram, the handle, the social media handle?
Stees from the Bay.
Stees from the Bay. Spell it out.
Steec from the Bay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, like, did I do that? So right? Yeah. I know how to spell.
Go check it out. And literally go through their page and see how they highlighted all these individuals who come from different backgrounds. And like Edith said, they're all living so many different lives and so many different hats. Mm-hmm. And just so we can go a little bit back, you know, on just your story, can you give us a background, just, you know, introduction as to, you know, your upbringing, your family, where'd you grow up? What was that like? You know, all that information.
I was born in Tepatitlan, Jalisco. People call it Tepa sometimes, you know, it's easier because Tepatitlan sounds a little hard. But yeah, I was born over there. Basically, it was a city like near Guadalajara. And my mom was from the country. My dad was from the city, and they met in the city, and that's where we live, but we will always be in the rancho on the weekends, you know, with my grandma and stuff. So it was like I got a taste of both lives. And my dad was a truck driver and my mom was just a badass. And that's all I remember. Yeah, basically I just had a great time over there. And then I have family here in Berkeley, so we visit like when I was like probably 10 or 11. And of course we weren't wealthy or whatever, so coming over here I was like, it wasn't just that, like, of course life is like nice, you know, like it's nice. It's like, how do you say it? A little fancy, you know, because there's a lot of shiny things here that aren't over there. But what I
Sure.
loved about Berkeley, what my cousin told me, was that people don't judge you. Like, they just, like, you could be like naked and everybody would be like, well, this crazy motherfucker, and like move along. As to in Mexico, you can't do that. You can't just be
Right.
yourself, you know, like you have to be who they want you to be. And that's what I was just like, well, that part, you know, like was amazing. And I just like, my mom was like, wanted things to get better for us. And like, she saw opportunities over here. So we moved over here. And I went to King in 8th grade and then graduated from Berkeley High and then just went to hella colleges.
That sounds like a very interesting but also great upbringing because you get a mixture of so many different cultures
Definitely.
and from even like, you know, you're beginning in Mexico to Berkeley. And so being in Berkeley and, you know, it's definitely different from the Bay Area. It's been said that every city or every town or whatever you want to call it in the Bay Area has its own distinct like
That's
vibe.
so true.
How would you describe Berkeley? I know that you said it's very free, but what else, how would else would
I
you
think
describe
the
Berkeley?
best word is hippie. Like, if we're gonna go to
Hippie.
one word, it's hippie.
Right. There's just so much history, yeah.
There is like a lot of bougie vibes, but also like bougie humble vibes, I guess you could say. You know, I think that's the vibes I get. But also like, I mean, it's a lot gentrified now, but before I felt like it was very mixed. Although we were very segregated, I never noticed it because either way, like at lunch, we saw all kinds of people, you know, like to me, that was crazy. Like, oh my God, I just seen somebody from Africa. Oh my God, I just seen somebody that's from Japan. Like, to me, that was crazy. Like, how am I in the same space? Although we didn't have the same classes or whatever. I mean, I kind of did because I was like in the English learning students section. So it was, we were all from somebody, someplace in art. You know, I saw other people that were like from Berkeley, Oakland, or, you know, other places. But yeah, that's crazy to me. But yeah, that's how I see Berkeley.
No, thank you for that description. It's definitely different. And I don't want to get away from what you mentioned in Mexico. You mentioned something really cool where you said that what was different is that out here there's so many shiny things. Just to go back on that, what would you say is something that from that happens in Mexico or something about the culture in Mexico that you wish was normal here, like something that's not done here but is done where you're from, where your family's from. What's a tradition or something in culture?
Oh, it's gonna be hard.
What's something that you miss out that you loved to do while you were out there as just a child that's not necessarily available
I
here?
guess like family reunions every weekend at the rancho. But that's like, I, you know, what I think about it, not everybody gets that over there too. You know, we just have family there.
But it was your
Yeah, but it was what
experience.
I, yeah, like, but it was like my mom had 9 brothers and sisters. So we all just, them and their 9 kids each. So we were all just like almost every weekend, damn near go to the ranch and like explore the land and just have fun, which is something that I kind of miss. But
Animals and all
yes,
that.
like not just views like we get here, but like animals, you know, and
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
haunted
Beautiful.
houses and all that crazy shit.
I
Yeah.
hear you. Well, definitely. Thank you so much for, you know, describing that. And another thing that, you know, really intrigued me in our conversation when we were talking was you were talking about bartering.
Oh yeah.
And I know you briefly mentioned it, but can you just break down this whole mindset or theory that you have about bartering and why it's something that we all probably should be practicing.
I thought it was crazy when you said that word the other day. I was like, what is he talking about? I was like, what does that mean? And I Googled it and I was like, oh my God. Like, that's what I've been doing.
Yes.
But yeah, basically I just, because when I started taking pictures, I was just like, well, I can't just, I can do so much more than just take pictures, even though I'm not like a professional. So I was like, well, I can do all these things for you. And like, you can do these things for somebody else. And like, I think that's kind of what we did for the fashion show. Cause I was like taking pictures of hella people. Sorry. And then, yeah, that when I mentioned this thing, they were like, oh, I'm down to help, whatever you need. Like, there was like, these people had nothing to do with fashion shows, but they were wanted to help, you know, just because. Mm-hmm. So I just love that idea that we don't, I mean, why not? Because I'm not against money, but I am like, I do see that it's possible for us to work together without having money around, which makes the whole experience more like you want to be there, not that you're trying to get a check, you know. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And in going into that, it's about fostering relationships, mm-hmm. about meeting people for who they really are and getting to know them.
Yeah.
How do you think we do that right now in 2020 when, you know, everyone seems like they're either at home or they're online, but it seems like there's a larger disconnection. Like, everyone's online, but not everyone's connected.
It's so hard.
Do you get...
Because it's like, those who do hang out, it's like, oh, like, you're not supposed to. It's quarantine. And it's like, you don't care about people if you do. And I'm like, oh, but I miss my friend. Like, so it's weird.
Right.
But the way that I do it is like, okay, if I feel like social media is a lot, I try my best to, you know, like, what am I not doing wrong? Why is it a lot? Oh, because I'm not meditating in the morning. I'm not reading the books that help me get back to open space in my heart. You know, I'm angry more often, or like I'm feeling jealousy, or like I'm not enough. So that's like when you have to step back, kind of.
Yeah.
But I also like, I try to like interact with whoever is like watching my stories, you know, like, so I'm like, if somebody's watching my stories that I don't know, I'm like, who are you? Why are you here? Like, are we friends?
Where'd you come from?
Friends? Like, yeah. What do you like? And a lot of people hit me up and they'll be like, oh, this is so funny. And like, although I do have my ups and downs, you know, sometimes I get angry because a lot of nonsense, but it's fun, right, you know, right. To like hear like people can relate to you. And like, it's a form of connection, as long as I'm taking care of myself too, first.
Absolutely. And can you speak a little bit about that? What's your daily routine like? Oof. What's your you know, early day routine like? You said you know, I believe you said reading. You said being outside.
So you want to hear what my day routine like? Day is so it should be like. What am I saying? What it should be like, or what it actually is like?
No. What's your ideal day like? Because I mean, like, let's be honest. We're not gonna front and be like, oh, you know, like we live a perfect life every day. No, like, what's your ideal? Like, yo, this is if I do this, yo, don't mess with me. Yeah. Like, I'm on it. Super, like, I'm focused. Saiyan,
definitely.
Exactly.
If I wake up early, I am not doing Thrive, so it's like this thing that is probiotics and kind of get you started, gives you energy. So I have that routine for sure, like where I'm like, it's something to look forward to because I like that shake in the morning and that 20 minute wait and having time to like hopefully meditate, you know, or just right. breathe or like be thankful if I don't grab the phone, right? That sounds good. Mm. And then after that, if I'm feeling good, I do my bed. And, you know, like, workout in the morning sounds great and all, but it's been so hard to get into that right now. But I always have my workouts there, like on the side. Like sometimes I do it and it feels great. And then I could just get started and go to work or whatever. But I try to, since I don't, there's not much time to be in nature sometimes, especially when it's raining and I don't have a car, you know. The best part is like, for example, if it's raining right now, whenever you touch the sun or the rain or air or in the morning, if you get out early enough, you can breathe different kind of air, you know? And it's just like, you don't even have to meditate. You just have to acknowledge that it's beautiful at the moment. So I'm working on that one because then I feel bad if I don't take 5 minutes to completely meditate. So that's a starter. Other than that, yeah, just work and regular family stuff.
I love it. It's very simple, but it works, right? It's very
I mean,
organic.
there's so much more than that. I just feel like that's a routine I would like to do every day.
And as we wrap up, Edith, I definitely want to get some gems. You've definitely been dropping so many gems, just like what you just did now with your daily routine. But you know, what would be a good message? Not a good message, but what's your message, right? What's the message that you want to leave to creatives, to artists, to you know, entrepreneurs who you know are dealing with the daily life motions? What would be a message that
I'm
you can
ready.
give?
I'm ready. So I got this from a horoscope reader. I'm not gonna mention it, but what he said that really got to me was I need to translate it because it was in Spanish. The strength of the people is the races united, I guess. And in Spanish, it was La fuerzas, las razas unidas. Yeah. That's the message that came through.
That's very powerful. Can you say it one more time in English?
The strength is the races united. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The strength is the races
Yeah.
united.
It's not as good as in Spanish, though. Oh.
Yeah,
Wait,
some things in Spanish just hit so
we gotta
different.
bring them together.
No, I hear you. I hear you. And in Spanish, ¿cómo
Es
es?
la fuerza es la unión de las razas.
La fuerza es la unión de
Yes.
las razas. That's so awesome. Edith, thank you so much for taking your time today to just chat really quickly. And this is really just, you know, just hitting on the surface about, you know, our conversation about who you are, introduction, and everything else you're doing.
It's
But
all good.
I think this is just, you know, the beginning of a very great, you know, journey that we're both on, but more importantly, that, you know, we're experiencing in our creative lives. So I want to thank you so much for everything that you represent, everything that you're doing, and then again, more importantly, for just being authentically yourself, right?
Thank
You are bringing so much love and light to different individuals by doing that, by just being yourself and making the op and creating the opportunities that you do for other people. So thank you for that, and thank you for your message, thank you for your love and light and everything else. Anything else that you would like to say before we get off
I
the
just want to
podcast tonight?
say right back at you. I appreciate you, family. That's
Thank you.
it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Edith, we'll be speaking soon. And much love and light to you, health and wellness to all you and
Thank
yours,
you.
okay?
Right back at you.
Talk to you
Peace.
soon.